All this week, we are celebrating Adoption Awareness Month, in part with the fine people at Let It Be Us. Let It Be Us is an organization that promotes foster care to adoption. And we thought one of the people that you ought to hear from, at least once or twice, is somebody who is a foster and adoptive parent and also now a recruiter and coach. Believes in the mission and wants you to believe in it, too. Her name is Michelle Prickett. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You love Let It Be Us, and you love the foster care idea. Why?
For many reasons. Mainly because the word gets out that we need good foster families. And Susan at Let It Be Us does a great job with her team getting that word out.
So what caused you and your family to say, we're going to dive in?
I would have to blame my husband for that. My husband was a principal at the time, still is. But at the time, he was working in a school that he really wanted to do more for. So he said, honey, would you consider doing foster care? And I'm like, no. no, I would not. I started doing some mentor work with him, and I thought, why not? Our children were older, and it was the right time.
G, say hello.
Hello. I would like to know, but since you are a coach as well, what can potential foster parents expect in the coaching and orientation? Training program.
Support. I think that's the biggest piece of this. Being a former foster a parent and being a former foster youth, and the rest of us that are on the team can bring support. When I first started as a foster parent, there wasn't support. And I had to muddle through a lot of things on my own, whether it was through the initial licensing process and then also through the, when we first got our first placement. It was an awfully scary time to go through that alone. So I think initially that piece is important. Secondly, educating as to what foster care actually is and what versus adoption is. A lot of parents call us and think that they have to go all in. And as you guys have heard throughout the week, you don't have to go all in. There's a such thing as respite. So we educate, we support, and we're there with any questions they may have.
So I've talked to a lot of people about this, through the conversations that come up because we've done this week now 2 years in a row. And one of the questions that come up is, okay, if I jump in with foster care, will I automatically be able to adopt those kids? And I think it's important to state that the ultimate goal of foster care is for these kids to be returned to a healthy home with their mom and dad. Now, that doesn't happen. I don't even know if it happens in the majority of the cases. I don't think it does. But that's what foster care is for, to take care of children until their parents are ready to have them back. And certainly that's what we hope would be the outcome.
That's a very good point. I speak from personal experience being in the foster care system as a child. Even though it wasn't a safe place for me to return home, I still had connections with my family. They were part of who my makeup and who I was. Sure. Maybe I wasn't interacting with them, but that piece is still there. So reunification is a huge piece of this. And in my case, with my husband and I, we did our due diligence to help the children reunite with their family. And we also offered our home to be a pre-adoptive home. So when the children were not able to return home, then that came up in conversation, but not initially.
The recruiter and coach piece of this now means you are at these meetings answering questions, or what does it mean?
It is. That's exactly what we do. We show up to meetings. We show up to the events. We have meetings that are called the Fireside Chats in Barrington, where those are a little smaller and it's more intimate. And then there's these bigger events, and we have panels of various people in the whether they're a foster parent or a coach or from an agency that can answer questions to help through the process.
We talked to Melissa yesterday, who's a foster and now an adoptive parent, and it was very clear from talking to her that she felt a calling, and so did her husband as well, to do this. If someone's listening right now and is feeling that sense of calling, but still questions whether or not they have the ability to do this, what would you say to them?
I would say not only attend one of our many events, but please fill out a coach form and someone will get back to you and answer those questions. And you may not be ready like I was in the beginning. I wasn't ready, but it took me some time. And at least you'll have the information and have the right information to go move forward with it.
So what questions do you hear? Because G brings up a good point. Give me your top two or three questions that people ask that maybe could, you know, inform people listening now in a broad way.
The top question is, what do I do if the child goes home and my heart's broken?
Okay, fair enough.
And I think that's a great question, and you're right, it is fear. But what if you don't? You know, what happens to the child if you don't?
Yeah, you stepping up, being courageous enough to step up is literally a world changer, even if it's for a short period of time.
Correct.
All right, give me another one. Another one that comes up, like one of those frequently asked questions you get.
I am interested in fostering to adopt. And that one is probably the number two question. And really, you know, regular people talking on the street, yes, you can foster to adopt. But with what the welfare agencies, child welfare agencies, in being a previous, a licensing worker at one time, if I heard that, I would think you were mistaking foster care for an adoption agency. Because you have, you know, there's this misconception that you're going to take in a child and then it goes right to adoption. When in fact, you know, there's a possibility of adoption after, the efforts of the system were exhausted with that family and then the parents' rights were terminated. Then you, like my husband and myself, became a pre-adoptive home for that family. That is how it will work. You don't go into it and then all of a sudden you get a child and you're going to adopt.
And one question that comes up a lot again, and I'd be curious if you hear this as well, is I'm nervous about bringing a child who's comes from a troubled situation into what I consider to be my normal home. What do I do about that?
I would say that's a good concern to have. Any parent would be concerned with that, and I wouldn't want to take that, you know, and minimize that fear. I think the coaching program, what we do a really good job at is empowering the parent, helping that parent understand what their limitations are, you know, what they're willing to take on and what they're capable of taking on so that they don't take on something that's greater than what their family can provide so that, you know, it gives them some confidence.
It is, it's impossible to overstate how big a deal this is when you take in a child, and we have 16,000 to 18,000 of them in Illinois, that just needs a home. Needs a home, needs to be loved, needs to be taken care of, even if it's for a short period of time. And you really will make an unbelievable difference if you make the choice to step up and do this. So do you have an upcoming event you wanted to plug, or should we just go to the website?
There's a number of them coming up. We have one coming up this Saturday. And then if there are any others that you're interested in, you can not only go to the website, but you can also go to our Facebook page.
And I would encourage people, too, on a corporate level, if you're moved by the mission in any way, shape, or form, or if you're just in a good position to make a contribution, there is a big white button there on the homepage at letitbeus.org for WGN listeners to click. And also, you could email Ross Cochran, rosscochran@letitbeus.org, and he will be happy to talk to you about what your contribution will do and how important it is. So we thank you, Michelle, for the work you're doing, and blessings to your family.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, I appreciate you being on.